Good morning. It's 8:52.
Anarchy in the streets of three cities and a warning from the president of Egypt that the entire nation could collapse unless order is restored. And that is the dire situation in Egypt where President Morsi appears incapable of stopping the violence. And joining us live this morning, Mark Ginsburg, former U.S. ambassador to Morocco and White House advisor, currently the president at Leilina Television. Ambassador, it seems a very tenuous situation in Egypt that could really spin out of control.
Absolutely. I don't think any of us had any such expectation that after the fall of Mubarak, that the actual state of Egypt could collapse as a result of the radical sectarian division that exists between Egyptians at this point in time, between the Muslim Brotherhood leaders and its followers, and the more secular opposition that are furious over the way in which this revolution has unfolded for them.
Clearly, the revolution is not over. Maybe it's just beginning. How long could this take?
Well, there's always been many acts in the saga of the Arab Awakening, and particularly in Egypt, when the Muslim Brotherhood has waited since 1952, since Nasser seized power against King Farouk and was unable to take control of the country then. This has been their moment, and they were determined to do everything possible to gain control over the country, and they've now overreached. They've overreached in a way that we underestimated and overreached in a way that is comparable to how Mubarak had seized power and has controlled the state. Mm.
What are the implications for the United States if this Morsi government falls?
Enormous consequences. Egypt is a linchpin for stability in the Middle East. It, after all, has the most important peace treaty between Egypt and Israel, which is essential to stability in the region. And also, there's no doubt that if the Morsi government falls, the Egyptian military, which had been sidelined under the new constitution, may very well step in, and there very well could be a coup d'etat. Mm-hmm. This would be, of course, perhaps helpful to the United States because of the strong ties that exist between the U.S. military, the U.S. political establishment, and the Egyptian military.
But now you've got an uncertain Libya and an uncertain Egypt side by side in a region that seems to be more uncertain every day, especially if you just look a little bit to the left there, and you've got North Africa and all the problems in Mali and other places.
Well, you're absolutely right, and there's no doubt that this sweep of sectarian violence and instability is nothing but a recipe for greater capacity for the radical Islamic elements that exist in across the North African part of the Middle East to seize power. After all, the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood's allies are the more radical Salafist elements in the country, and we cannot underestimate the fact that in the end, they would battle the secular elements to essentially stay in control. They're not going to give up control very easily.
And things could change there in the next day or two, right?
Well, we're going to watch this. The country is staring into the abyss. The Suez Canal could very well be shut down as a result of the turmoil along the Suez Canal cities. The Egyptian military could intervene. Mr. Morsi was traveling in, the president of Egypt was traveling in Europe, is going to have to rush back, but he may have to form a government of national salvation if indeed he's going to convince the more secular elements of the opposition that he is prepared to listen. He has overreached, and the question is now, will he step back?
Would the U.S. have to step in if the Suez Canal were taken?
Boy, that harkens back to 1956 when the
Doesn't
British
it?
And the French invaded. Listen,
who else
right
could
now,
handle it?
All hands are on the Egyptian military. All eyes are on the Egyptian military to see what they're going to do. Right now, the canal is at least operating, and as long as it continues to operate, the domestication of this violence will at least keep the United States at bay in terms of, and I doubt that the United States would ever intervene militarily at this point.
Well, maybe we can talk again in a few days.
Sure.
Thanks, Ambassador. Always appreciate it. Mark Ginsburg, former U.S. Ambassador to Morocco.